It's not often that the U.S. State Department and the Socialist Republic of Vietnam, formerly known as North Vietnam, are on the same side of an issue. But a bill making its way through the Virginia State Legislature has united Washington, D.C. and Hanoi. House Bill 2829 would mandate that the flag of South Vietnam, the red bars and yellow field of a nation that hasn't existed for nearly 30 years, be flown at state events and in locations around Virginia that would normally call for the internationally recognized banner of the unified Vietnam. Robert Hull is a member of Virginia's House of Delegates and sponsor of that bill. He joins us from the studios of member station WCVE in Richmond. Delegate Hull, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
What's the need for this legislation, Delegate Hull?
Well, a couple of years ago, in running for re-election, a lot of my Vietnamese-American constituents were saying that when their children attend public school and they try to depict the countries where all the kids are from, they'll put flags in the cafeteria or down the hallway. And the flag that they use to depict the country of Vietnam is the current flag, which had been the flag of North Vietnam. And so when the children come back and talk about the flag, the parents are saying, oh, that's not the flag that we were raised under. And they get very upset, and it's a very painful feeling for them. And they said, why can't the schools show our flag?
Well, U.S. Department of State doesn't like the bill, apparently. They consider
yes.
it, without putting too fine a point on it, tantamount to making your own foreign policy, which they kind of think is their business.
Well, you know, I'm not telling the State Department or the President what country to recognize or not recognize. I'm not involving myself in foreign policy. I'm just saying if you are going to depict the country of Vietnam, you need to show the flag of the former Republic of Vietnam, because that's where 99.999% of our Vietnamese-American constituents are from. When they see the current flag, to them it feels as if you have the feeling that a Jewish person would feel seeing a swastika. And they talk about it in very strong terms. And I'm just trying to take care of my constituents.
Delegate Hull, is it occasionally the job of an elected official to represent the law, reality, if you please, to his or her constituents to say, look, I deeply respect the emotions you're expressing, but the fact is there is a war. That government no longer exists. This is the flag. This is the world we have to get along with now.
Well, you know, I have a seat in the chamber of the House of Delegates in a building that was designed by Thomas Jefferson. And on the wall is a marble inscription of Jefferson's Statute for Religious Freedom, which basically says that no person should be forced to support something in which they don't believe. And it seems to me if I can help my constituents with this one thing, that's what I need to be doing.
Robert Hull represents Virginia's 38th District in the state of Virginia Legislature. Delegate Hull, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be with you.